Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature songs that barely made it into the U.S. Top 40 charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, Jermaine Jackson, Jimmy Ruffin, Edward Starr, the Jackson 5, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. First up this half hour, the Four Tops, with Just Seven Numbers Can Straighten Out My Life, right here on Motown.
Baby, baby. Oh, yeah. Just seven numbers can straighten out my life. But my pride won't let me fall. Just seven numbers can put me through to you, girl. Then I'll know you're really at home.
This time I'll play. but you know that I'm yours.
Marvin Gaye with The End of Our Road. They reached number 40 in the U.S. pop charts from 1970. Before that, Mary Wells, Your Old Standby, also reaching number 40 from 1963. We start with the Four Tops, Just Seven Numbers Can Straighten Out My Life, reaching also number 40 from 1971. This is Tom Fallon, host of Motown Memories, and for this hour, we're featuring all songs that barely scraped into the top 40 status. And as you can see, the last three made number 40. Well, coming up, a song that did a little better than number 40, went all the way up to number 34 by Jermaine Jackson. The song is called You're Supposed to Keep Your Love for Me. Well, after splitting with the Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson recorded three solo albums that, while sounding good, didn't score any major hits. He desperately needed a hit, and he enlisted the aid of family friend and label mate Stevie Wonder, who pumped out three great songs on his fourth album. The first song on the seven-tracked album was Let's Get Serious, and that was a major hit co-written by Stevie Wonder. The sixth song of the seven songs on the album was called You're Supposed to Keep Your Love for Me, which is coming up, written by Stevie Wonder and produced by Stevie Wonder. Interestingly enough, the song also features Stevie on drums and guitar, as well as keyboard. The song was originally recorded in 1975, possibly for an album called Do Unto Others, and it featured Stevie, Michael Jackson, and Jackie Jackson on background vocals. But when Jermaine's brothers left Motown for the Epic record label, the original version was shelved. 4 years later, the song was dug out by Stevie, and he remixed and overdubbed the track, at that time removing Michael and Jackie's vocals. Well, here is Jermaine Jackson, right here on Motown.
What are you doing out there, baby? Messing around with all the guys. What are you doing out there playing? Aren't you supposed to be mine? What are you doing out there, baby? That ain't the way it's supposed to be.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters
Edward Starr, with a song called Stop the War Now. It was released after his number one great song, War, but this Stop the War Now only reached number 26 on the US Billboard charts from 1971. By the way, number 26 is the highest rated chart song of any song this hour. Before that, a song that reached number 29 from 1967, Jimmy Ruffin, A Beautiful Song, Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got. And we started with Jermaine Jackson, You're Supposed to Keep Your Love for Me, reaching number 34 on the US Billboard charts from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature songs that made it to top 40 status in the U.S. Billboard pop charts, but barely making it. Coming up, a song that reached number 38 from the Jackson 5, Whatever You Want, I Got. Well, this song was taken from the album called Dancing Machine, and it was arranged by James Carmichael and produced by Mel Larson and Jeremy Marciello. The song was recorded on November 1st, 1973 at the Motown Recording Studios in Los Angeles, California, and it was released in June of 1974. It reached number 38, as mentioned, on the pop charts, but it did have a very respectable number 3 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Its sales were just over 400,000 in the United States and a little over 500,000 across the world. Here are the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
I'm imagining a lot of happy people. And most of you are with someone you love. Well, you are the lucky ones. All over the world there are lots of people who are alone tonight. I imagine most of us have been in that situation at some time or another. I know I have. Recently, I heard a most beautiful song with a dynamic lyric that really expresses this feeling of loneliness. It means a lot to me personally, and I'd like to share it with you. I think you'll see what I mean. Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side. Till the early morning light, all I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Oh, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow's out of sight, and it's so sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Gladys Knight and the Pips with a beautiful song, Help Me Make It Through the Night. It only reached number 33 in the U.S. pop charts from 1972. And we started with the Jackson 5, Whatever You Got I Want, reaching number 38 in the U.S. pop charts from 1975. Well, for this hour, we featured all songs that, although they reached the top 40 status of the United States Billboard pop charts, they barely made the top 40 status. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.